Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Tech Talk, a fun, informative, and accessible technology show. So even if you're more tech-shy than tech-savvy, it's okay. You'll understand everything discussed on Tech Talk this hour. Popular topics on this show include computers, great websites, high-definition TVs, stereo systems, mobile phones, portable music players, GPS units, and digital cameras. Tech Talk is sponsored by Microsoft Home Magazine. Do more with your computer. Visit MicrosoftHome.com for hundreds of articles, tips, and downloads. That's MicrosoftHome.com. Well, today on Tech Talk, it's Digital Photo Frames 101. Everything you wanted to know about these popular gadgets, but were afraid to ask. You know about these things, or maybe even own one. They look like a regular photo frame, but inside, they have an LCD screen instead of glass. And when you copy over your digital photos, these frames can cycle through your memories every few seconds, minutes, hours, or days. It's a great way to appreciate all the hundreds, if not thousands, of photos that you likely have stored on your hard drive, like a digital shoebox, if you will. Many of them can even play music and videos and more as well. So in a few minutes, we'll be joined by Kodak Canada's Mitch Burke to answer your questions about what to look for in a digital frame, whether it's for yourself or a present for a family member or a friend, what features to look for, how to put your photos onto them, and so on and so forth. You know the deal with Tech Talk. There are no dumb questions, so let's hear them. And as a little thank you for calling in today with your questions or comments about digital photo frames, we have a terrific grand prize giveaway this hour. It's an 8-inch Kodak digital photo frame with built-in Wi-Fi or wireless connectivity. So those with a wireless network at home or at the office can access all of the photos on a nearby computer over the airwaves. We'll explain more about the Wi-Fi feature in a few moments, but it's an 8-inch gorgeous Kodak digital photo frame worth about $200. And I'll tell you how we're going to give away this grand prize in a moment. But the numbers to call in are 416-872-1010, outside of the Toronto area, 1-800-561-CFRB, or *8255, that's *8255 on your cell phone. It's also a free call. Again, to have your questions answered about digital photo frames, 416-872-1010 in Toronto, 1-800-561-CFRB. If you're in the burbs or outside of the Toronto area, and *8255 or *talk on your cell phone, it's a free call and you'll get in on the queue. Okay, here's the deal. Everyone who gets on the air this hour is eligible for a call back at the end of the show. If you answer the phone with our secret phrase, which is, "This is a Kodak moment," then this 8-inch Wi-Fi digital photo frame from Kodak is yours. Once again, you'll be calling in, speaking to Jill Malbo for a wonderful screener. And if we do get to your question or comment on the air, your name goes into the proverbial hat, whereby we'll be pulling a name out towards the end of the show, just before 1 p.m. Calling somebody back, don't say hello. You have to answer the phone with, "This is a Kodak moment," because it is. You've won yourself a $200 Kodak EasyShare EX811. That's the 8-inch Wi-Fi-enabled digital photo frame. Again, we'll explain about the wireless connectivity in a moment. But it's a gorgeous 8-inch digital frame with a remote that can play your photos, videos, and music. And we'll get to all that when we speak with Mitch Burke from Kodak in a few moments. All right, so while we're waiting for the lines to light up, I want to tell you, all you game fans out there, and I know Dwayne is smiling, our tech op, Dwayne Bishop. On Wednesday, I went to New York City and had some behind closed doors, hands-on time with Grand Theft Auto 4 coming out. Look at Dwayne, two thumbs up. Grand Theft Auto 4 coming out April 29th for the Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3. This is one of, if not the most eagerly anticipated video game of the year. And it's, you know, usually as a video game reviewer, I get games sent to me early so I can write about them for magazines. Like, for example, I'm already writing for the July issue of Playboy magazine. There's that lead time in there. But Rockstar will not send out Grand Theft Auto because this is, you know, really something that they got to keep their, you know, cards close to their chest about. And they're worried about piracy, of course, you know, someone taking a copy of this game and putting it on the internet and things like that. But I got to tell you how cool this game is. If you're waiting for this game, and of course you're 17 years or older because it is rated M for mature, I got to tell you, this game is going to rock. It is the Grand Theft Auto that you know and love, but with high definition graphics. So many missions that you won't even know where to go next. There's just so much to do in this open sort of New York City style world. And for the first time in the series, multiplayer. You're going to be able to log online with or against your friends over the internet for both the Xbox 360 and PS3 versions and have a lot of fun driving and running around through Liberty City. Gorgeous, gorgeous game. So let me tell you, Grand Theft Auto 4, if you've circled your calendar April 29th, you will not be disappointed with this game. I could tell you more, but I'm going to have to, you know the expression. I can't tell you more. I'm signed to secrecy, but it's a great game. Also, I wanted to tell you guys, if you're not aware already, March is Fraud Prevention Month in Canada. And there is a rash of these online scams going on, usually in the form of what's called phishing attacks. And that's phishing with PH rather than an F, as in Frank. A phishing attack, it can best be described as a malicious attempt to steal your identity online, usually for financial gain. So eBay Canada tapped me to work on a video that I encourage you to watch. This is really funny, yet it gets the message across on how to protect yourself from these online scammers, these phishing scams that try to lure you, to stick with the phishing analogy, lure you to a fake website so you can put in your credit card information, and then they steal, of course, your information online. And that's where the trouble begins. So I encourage you to go to youtube.com and type in this in the search window, fisherman, and that's fisherman with P-H-I-S-H-E-R-M-A-N. Fisherman, and you'll see this video that I narrated, and you'll see my hands in the video. Why just my hands? Because this, how we teach people about warding off these phishing attempts is with dolls and stuffed animals. It's great. I got to tell you. Okay, I'm a little biased, but I think you'll agree. YouTube.com. Then in the search window, type in fisherman. P-H-I-S-H-E-R-M-A-N. But In case you're not near a computer or you don't have the time to watch this two-minute video, let me tell you a couple of things to watch for with these phishing attacks and to how to best protect yourself. And then in 2 minutes time after we take a break, we'll get back to our theme about digital photo frames. But here's what you need to look for when it comes to these online scams. It begins with an email in your inbox that says something like, it looks like it's from a legitimate organization like your bank or your favorite online shopping site like eBay Canada. And what's going to happen is that there's going to be a false sense of urgency. We need you, dear customer, always addressed generically, to confirm that you're one of our customers. We want to protect you. We need you to verify your information right now. I mean, stop what you're doing. This is very important. And obviously the idea is they don't want you to think about it. They want you to act quickly. When you click on a link in that email message and you've taken the bait, then you're going to be taken to what's called a spoof or a fake website that, again, may very well look like your real bank website, even with a logo. Or it may look like your favorite online shopping site. But you'll notice in the address bar, the URL, as we call it, URL, in the address field, the website address will not look like the same one as your bank. It'll be spelled a little bit differently. So there you go. You know that it's not real. So don't just look at the logo. Look at the web address. And you'll know that there's also, you'll see probably some other spelling mistakes in there. Usually these are written overseas. And then, of course, they ask for your credit card information or other financial information. Don't do it. This is a phishing attack. If you want to report it, then, if you took the bait, you put in your credit card information and realize, what did I just do? Contact your financial institution right away. And then, of course, report it. You've got to report this fraudulent activity. You can do it at phonebusters.ca or go to ebay.ca/securitycenter. So beware of these phishing scams out there. They look real. They look like they're from your bank or your favorite shopping site, but they're not. Okay. If you have any other questions on that, by the way, you can email me techtalk@cfrb.com. So you're listening to Tech Talk. We're going to take a short break. When we return, we're jumping into our theme. We're talking about digital photo frames with Kodak and giving away a gorgeous one as well. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk. But right now, the time is 12:17. Let's check in with the CFRB Pizza Pizza All Day Traffic Center. Hey, welcome back to Tech Talk. We are chatting about digital photo frames. This is the latest sensation for those who own a digital camera, because instead of just taking your pictures and, putting them on your computer, maybe emailing the odd one or turning one into wallpaper, this is a great way to appreciate all of the photos that you've taken over the years. And this works, by the way, these work with scanned photos. If you've got photos that have been passed down to you generation after generation, those all-in-one printers, scanner, copiers, great way to get them onto your PC and then onto the digital photo frame. We're taking your calls, your questions about digital frames and giving away one courtesy of Kodak, the EasyShare EX811. It sounds complicated, but it's pretty easy to use. It's an 8-inch photo frame with wireless capabilities. We'll talk about what that means in a moment. and a remote, and it's retailed at $200. We're going to give it away to a lucky person who gets on the air. So call in with your question. We're going to call somebody back randomly at the end of the show, answer the phone with our secret phrase, which is, this is a Kodak moment, and it's yours. 416-872-1010, toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB, or star 8255 on your cell phone. Joining me here at 2 St. Clair Ave West, the headquarters of CFRB News Talk 1010, we've got Mitch Burke from Kodak Canada. Welcome to the show, Mitch.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Thanks for joining us. Now, Mitch, you are here to talk about digital photo frames. This is a topic that's near and dear to your heart. You've been telling me for a long time about these things. Kodak is rocking in the marketplace with these photo frames. So tell our listeners, if you can, I sort of probably did a semi-good job at the beginning of the show explaining what they are. I'm sure you can do a much better one explaining what a digital photo frame is and why are they popular?
Well, what a digital photo frame is basically a regular photo frame that displays your digital pictures. And it basically scrolls through the pictures, it plays video, and it also plays music as well. So it's something really unique, really cool. Anybody who puts them up in their house, the minute a visitor walks in or a family or a loved one, they just go nuts. It's so exciting.
So you can keep it on your table or mount it to the wall if you want, like another photo frame. But instead of a paper photo, which is static and that's the only photo you got in there, these cycle through your favorite memories like in a slideshow almost.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and they do look amazing and they are a great conversation piece, whether it's at home or even at the office, because I know a lot of people keep it on their desk, and it's a great way to look at your kids and, you know, grandkids, helps you get through the day.
Absolutely.
So Kodak is doing really well in this space. They've got everything from, I guess, a 7-inch frame to
all the way up to a 10-inch frame.
10-inch. And the one we're giving away today, and thank you again for donating this great prize to our listeners, and we will go to the lines in a moment. This one has built-in Wi-Fi. So can you explain what this one can do that most other photo frames cannot?
Sure. Well, basically, if you have a Wi-Fi network at your home, you can basically download the pictures to your photo frame wirelessly. It's that simple.
Right. So otherwise, what you need to do is take the memory card out of your digital camera and pop it into the digital photo frame or connect it to a computer with a USB cable.
Correct.
But this one gives you that third option. Wirelessly, anywhere in your home, if you have photos stored on a computer in another room, so long as you have a wireless network, which you can set up now for as low as $20, you can then access those photos wirelessly over the air.
Got it 100%.
That's wild. Amazing stuff. And this one does it, the one we're giving away.
Yes, it does.
And it's an 8-inch frame. And you know what? Let's go to the lines because I want to get some people eligible for this. I've got more questions for you, Mitch. You're
sure.
Not off the hook yet. But I want to get some people eligible for that callback. And I know Alex has been waiting the longest from Orangeville. Hey, Alex.
Well, actually, I'm up in Peterborough, and that's what I've got the question about. I bought one of these for my grandmother, basically.
Right.
And what I do is I take the compact flash, and when we update the pictures, I just mail it to her, and she just sticks it in the photo frame, and away it goes. The problem I'm having is there was some pictures that came on the photo frame, and they were they filled the entire screen. And the ones that I've put on there, they leave little bars on the side.
Mm.
And in other words, it's like it's the wrong aspect ratio. It's kind of like the
difference like widescreen and
widescreen and normal, exactly. I can't figure out how to set it so that it fills the entire screen again.
Mitch, any thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, if you go to your viewing options on the photo frame, there's something called screen fit or screen fill. And basically, you adjust the settings as per your liking. Some people like it to fill the entire screen, which what you said earlier, or fit the screen. If you fit the screen, it basically takes the picture exactly the way that it was stored and puts it on the screen. So you might have black bars horizontally or vertically. And if you fill the screen, it's going to actually crop out or sometimes even stretch the picture and fill the entire
screen.
Right,
and you can play around with it, see which one you like best.
The interesting thing about the Kodak ones is that when it fills the screen, it doesn't stretch the picture.
Oh, cool.
Which is very, very important.
Yeah, because that can look funny. Really quickly, we got Ali from downtown. Hey, Ali, you had a question about video.
Yes, I just wanted to know if after you put the pictures into, do you use a CD to put it in or you just use a card from your computer to upload?
Yeah, great question.
You basically use a card or a USB and just upload it.
Right, so either taking the card and then these Kodak frames fit all different kinds of memory cards,
yeah,
right? Because you might have a camera that's not Kodak. Or you connect it through the USB cable to your computer. And those are the two main ways. And then the third is wireless.
Correctly.
Cool. Ali, great question. We got to take another short break. When we return, we're getting right back to the lines to answer your questions about digital photo frames, collecting more names and numbers to give away one in about a half an hour. Stick with us. No, today's Tech Talk show isn't about the 80s, even though I like a good Def Leppard ditty like the next guy. But if you're wearing hairspray and spandex, that's just fine. You'll also enjoy today's theme, which is about digital photo frames. We're talking with Kodak Canada's Mitch Burke about the popularity of these frames that you can place anywhere in your home or your office, plug them into a wall, and they cycle through all of your memories every few seconds or minutes or days. You select which photos in what order are shown and how often they change through them. Welcome back to the show, Mitch.
Hey.
Tech Talk is brought to you by Microsoft Home Magazine. Do more with your computer. Visit MicrosoftHome.com for hundreds of articles, tips, and downloads. That's MicrosoftHome.com. And there are articles, by the way, at MicrosoftHome.com about digital photos and photo frames and how to get more out of them. As a little thank you for calling in with your questions for Mitch about digital photo frames, we're giving away one, the Kodak EasyShare EX11, valued at $200. All you have to do is get your question or comment on the air this hour, and you're eligible for a callback towards the end of the show. Answer the phone, not with hello, but with our secret phrase, which I'll give out one last time. This is a Kodak moment, is what we want you to exclaim when you answer the call. And this 8-inch Wi-Fi-enabled digital photo frame is yours. So if you have a wireless network in your home, you can access photos and other media on your computer in another room over the air. And if you don't have one, you get the photos on the frame by popping in your memory card from your digital camera or copying over photos from your computer using a USB cord, which is included. 416-872-1010, toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB. *8255 on your cell phone. Before we go to the next caller, Mitch, I want to ask you about video. This is a new trend with some of the newer digital photo frames, including the Kodak ones. So a lot of us are now taking, we're shooting short video clips with our camera. Our kids went to a great birthday party yesterday, a trampoline party. So sometimes a still image just won't do. I wanted to shoot video of them jumping up in the air and having a great time. And my wife, by the way, got on there as well. She was the only adult. That was also a Kodak moment, let me tell you.
Absolutely.
So I shot some video on my camera. So these frames will show them too, videos.
They'll absolutely show videos along with, and they also have stereo sound.
So how does it work? Like, so if I'm cycling through photos and then it gets to a video clip, does it just start playing it? It
starts playing, and then you have to choose whether you want to hear music in the background mm-hmm. or you want to hear the actual voiceover or sound from the video clip.
Oh, that's right. I never even thought of that. That's great. So you could have just music playing or the audio from that video clip itself.
Correct.
Okay. And with other photos, can you, like a slideshow, have music playing throughout the entire time while the photos change the same songs playing?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
You could choose the songs or have different songs playing all the time.
Awesome. Let's go to Tim in Burlington. Tim, thanks for holding on there.
Hey, no problem. How are you guys?
Fine, thanks.
Great.
Good. Just a couple questions. We download, of course, our pictures onto the computer. And let's say we had a computer crash and we had the pictures on the frame. Are they transferable back to the computer, or can you print from those?
You can absolutely copy them back to the computer. There is a function in the digital picture frames that allows you to do that.
Okay, because I know, like most people, we probably just leave them on a computer and don't copy them on disk, so that's great.
And what about printing, Mitch? Can you print from these photo frames?
You can also print pictures from the photo frames if they're PicBridge enabled.
Oh, that's great.
Okay. Oh, cool.
Now, my other question, if I ask one more, cell phones. A lot of people are taking video clips on cell phones. Can they be transferred to it as well or not?
If the cell phone has Wi-Fi, then I guess it can. Outside of that, you'd probably have to download the picture somewhere and then transfer it over.
Right. That's so correct. If you copied the video to your computer, Tim, and depending on what form, what file format it is, like AVI or WMV or MPEG, then you can copy them over to the frame just by using the computer as the middleman.
Oh, that's great. Okay, fantastic.
Great question. Now, Mitch, what if you, so these frames, like including the ones we're giving away, it has built-in memory as well, so you don't have to leave your memory card in there?
That's
like, what if you want to use the, what if you need to take it back out and you take more pictures?
Yeah, it has 128 gigabytes of RAM in there.
Megabytes. So 128 megs of memory, and how many photos in plain English would that be, roughly?
Well, for someone like me, I take thousands of pictures a year, and I like to store at least 250 on my photo frame. So there is a function within the frame that allows you to either stored at a smaller resolution. Mm-hmm. The human eye can only tell 3 or 4 megapixels of resolution. So I always save it in best for frame, and you can fit about 250 pictures on the frame along with about a dozen different MP3s for music.
What if you what if you bought a memory card from your local electronics store or whatever, and you kept photos on the card as well and kept it plugged into the back of the frame? Can
That's
you do
fine.
That?
Absolutely.
Oh, cool. All right, let's go to Vishan on the line. Hey, Vishan, thanks for calling today. You're on Tech Talk.
Hi, Mark. I like the show. What about the video things? How long you can watch? Or what about the battery life of the things? I would like to buy one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they basically come with an AC power cord, so there's no battery life for these photo frames currently.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever size memory card you have is as much video as you can play.
So even if it's a half an hour, it'll play the whole thing?
Absolutely.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay, so there is no battery option, Vishan. You have to have an AC outlet nearby.
Oh. Thank you very much.
Okay, good question, though. Is there any talk or any thought, you know, by Kodak to put it? I know that there are some other digital photo frames that have it, but I've been hearing complaints that it doesn't last more than a couple hours, so why bother?
That's correct.
So
there is talk about doing it to have some portability to it, so if you want to bring it over to someone's house and then share your moments with them. But
chances are they have a plug at their house, too.
Absolutely.
So for those who put this on their wall, like a frame going up the stairs or something, you just have to pop a hole in the drywall and fish the, you know, because you don't obviously want to see a cable coming down from the photo frame.
Correct.
So do you find that more people are using them on their desk than putting them on the wall?
More people use them on their desk.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Cool. And you don't need, again, I want to clarify this because I'm sure some people are going to be confused. You do not need a Kodak digital camera to use a Kodak digital photo frame.
No, you just need any different type of media. Actually, you don't even have to use a computer. Just plug in the memory card and automatically it plays a slideshow for you.
So it's not too hard to use because some of our listeners aren't that tech savvy. We dedicate this show to those who are interested in technology, but are, you know, overwhelmed by it. So it's not that confusing.
No, anybody that has a memory card just sticks it in the photo frame and plays a slideshow.
Awesome. Let's go to Helen, downtown Toronto. You're on the line with Mitch Burke from Kodak Canada. Thanks for calling.
Hi, I have a couple of questions. First of all, we are used to showing pictures on our laptop, and the resolution and everything and the brightness was really good. Then we got a gift of a photo frame, and we found the brightness was very dim. So we exchanged it, and it looked fine, the one we got in the store. But when we got it home, we still find it dark. And I don't know if that's a question. The salesperson said it's a question of the resolution. So I'm just trying to get information on that.
Mm-hmm. Good question.
Well, I know the Kodak frames, you know, have a resolution of 800 by 480 pixels, which is the highest resolution I've seen on the market so far. And we also have a patented film technology that goes over the LCD, which helps brighten the images. You know, outside of that, from other manufacturers, I can't really comment on the brightness. But I know that our frames have the brightest screens, the most vivid pictures. They almost come to life when you look at them.
Mm-hmm. And the resolution of the photo shouldn't really have that much to do with the brightness of the frame. Unless I'm mistaken, and feel free to correct me if I'm wrong, Mitch. But to me, those are separate things.
Those are separate issues.
Can you adjust the brightness on some of these frames?
On ours, you can adjust the brightness.
Okay,
there is a function in there to adjust the brightness.
So maybe it's just a matter if it is a Kodak. She didn't say if it was Kodak or not. I have a feeling it wasn't. But there is. She could play around with the options menu and may find something in there to help that problem.
Absolutely.
And this, I do want to mention, this frame that we're giving away comes with a remote as well, so you don't have to stick your fingers in the back and play around with all the buttons.
Correct.
Okay. And I wanted to ask you one thing about, the EasyShare Gallery. This is a popular website where you can upload photos and you can have friends and family view them, so instead of clogging somebody's inbox.
Yeah.
You were telling me before we started the show today that if you have a relative in another, say, a province, and you buy them a digital photo frame, you can actually send them photos over the net. Can you explain that?
Yeah, if you buy them a Wi-Fi digital photo frame, and you have a Wi-Fi digital photo frame, and you both set up accounts which are free on the Kodak Gallery.
And what website would that be?
It's KodakEasyShareGallery.com.
Okay.
Okay, so once you set up an account, which is totally free, and you have 100 pictures that you want to send to grandma in Vancouver, all you do is send it up to the gallery. If they're both connected, she'll get a message on her picture frame saying, you have mail. She presses enter, and all those pictures are automatically downloaded into her frame.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's really
because
cool.
I know I've been reading about and writing about how digital photo frames are a great purchase for your parents or your grandparents. But now, and instead of just giving it to them with the pictures already on there, which is a great idea, and I recommend that, especially if you're buying for someone that's not too tech savvy, but refreshing those photos and adding more remotely, I think is great.
Really easy.
Okay. KodakEasyShareGallery.com.
Correct.
Okay, cool. All right. We're going to be going back to the lines after this short break and chatting more with Kodak Canada's Mitch Burke to answer your questions about digital photo frames and, of course, collecting more names so we can randomly call someone back and give away one in a few minutes. But we do have to take a short break. It's 12:40, so let's do that. Thanks, Dwayne. Let's check in with the CFRB Pizza Pizza All Day Traffic Center. Welcome back to Tech Talk. Little Jay Giles Band action for you. Freeze frame. How appropriate, Dwayne. Good job. We're talking about digital photo frames today, taking pictures and sharing them with friends and family via these really trendy digital frames that you can place around the home or the office. And they cycle through your photos every few seconds or minutes or hours or days. You choose how often they go through them, like a slideshow. And it's a wonderful way of liberating the photos that are often you know, laying dormant on your hard drive and not being used at all. We're chatting with Mitch Burke from Kodak Canada, who's giving us the skinny on these popular frames. Welcome back to the show, Mitch.
Welcome. Hey.
So we are going to go back to the lines and answer more of your questions. There seems to be a lot of them because, you know, it's a relatively new product. I know Kodak introduced one, I think you said the first one ever, right? And then they sort of...
Yeah, we introduced the first one in 1975.
Wow. And then I guess there was a bit of a delay. Then they came back and now they're popular in 08.
Yes.
But, and Kodak also designed the first digital camera, you were telling
me. We did.
Yeah.
We did many, many years ago.
Wow. So there's a lot of questions because it's a relatively new product. You probably see it at your local Costco, your Walmart, not just the electronics stores, and thinking of buying one if you haven't done so already. So there's a lot of great questions. As a little thank you for calling in today, we're going to call somebody back just before 1 p.m., answer the phone with the secret phrase that we gave out a couple of times this hour. And this 8-inch Kodak EasyShare digital photo frame with Wi-Fi is yours. It retails for $200. If you're interested in buying this digital photo frame and you do not have or have any interest in the wireless functionality, you can get an 8-inch Kodak EasyShare digital frame for about $169. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, so $30 less without the wireless functionality. 416-872-1010 if you want to call us from the Toronto area. Outside of the GTA, 1-800-561-CFRB. Or Star Talk, that's Star 8255 on your cell phone. Let's go to James in Kitchener. Hey, James, thanks for holding on and for calling today.
Hello, hello, Mark. Hello, Mitch. Great,
hey,
great topic today. It really makes me think my old photo albums now are just so archaic. The question I had for you, I've got like an older digital camera that uses compact flash, and I've got one of the first Diamond Rio MP3 players, which uses a very wide SanDisk type memory thing. We've got a newer Sony camera that uses Memory Stick Pro Duo, and I was just curious: is there limitations on the type of media that you can plug into these type of frames?
There are some small limitations. I mean, our frame takes secure digital, multimedia cards, Memory Stick, XD Picture Card, Compact Flash, and Micro Drive.
So it sounds like two out of those three are taken care of. That old Rio player, and wow, that you probably can get something on eBay for that to put in a museum.
Yeah.
That's one of the first MP3 players on the market ever.
Mm-hmm.
That used something I think some called smart. Oh, I'm trying to remember smart media.
Yeah,
which
it's about
super
the size
thin.
Of a large postage stamp.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And super thin, right?
Yeah, very, very
yeah,
thin.
Those
yeah,
those are really outdated, so probably that one is not supported. But Compact Flash, so Memory Stick and Compact Flash, the two others you mentioned will be red.
Mm-hmm.
Will
okay.
be yeah.
And how do you run, like, for example, you say you can play music. Can you set it up so that you can play music tracks and cycle through photos at the same time?
Absolutely. There's an option on the photo frame to go back, and when you open up the music portion, it says you want the frame to play the picture, to play the music along with the pictures. So it's your choice, and you can close it off at any time.
Oh, wow.
And there's also volume control as well.
They think of everything.
Almost.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you. Great questions. Hey, Jill, do we have someone on line 8 here? Or because I don't see a name here. I'm not sure if we have someone on line 8, so I'll wait to get an answer there. Let's go to Adrian in Toronto. Hey, Adrian, you're on News Talk 1010. Hello. Hey, Adrian. Okay, sorry, we're going to have to let go of that call. The question, though, was about viruses. Maybe you can talk about that. There was an article last week, Mitch, about how viruses are now starting to pop up in iPods and things like that. Is there any risk or any word yet on anybody that has a virus in a photo frame?
I haven't heard of anything up to date, but you never know. Right?
Usually with photos, you're safe. That's what I hear. Photos and music files.
For the most part,
like
yes.
JPEGs and music, they're usually safe from things like that. So.
Correct.
You know, soon we'll be running antivirus software in our cell phones and in our cars. You know, you wait. That's going to happen, unfortunately. Rita from downtown. Thanks for calling.
Oh, hi there.
Hi there. Thank you.
I think my questions were answered, so I had to think of something else. I have an old...
Let me ask you, Rita, do you have a digital photo frame?
Oh, gosh, no. I wish I had one.
Do you have a digital camera?
Yeah.
Okay, so have you ever thought about displaying your photos like that instead of looking at them only on your computer or printing them off?
Well, you know, I'm not very good technically, so I'm still figuring out my digital camera, but this frame...
You're not alone.
Well, you know, I'm a typewriter girl, right?
Oh, great. I remember those.
Yeah, but the frame sounds absolutely fantastic, and my brother has one, and it's really terrific. But if you have an old digital camera, because now the pixels are way higher, right? Do they still come out nice on this new frame?
Yeah, that's a great question, Rita.
They absolutely do.
So even if it's like a one or two megapixel camera?
It'll be fine.
Okay.
It'll be fine.
Great. Okay, so we are going to take one last break before, you know what, after this short break, we will have time to go to a couple more calls, but then we are going to pull a name out of the hat and call somebody if they remember the secret phrase, that 8-inch digital photo frame from Kodak with Wi-Fi will be yours. So we got to take a short break. Is that right? Okay, we'll be right back with more Tech Talk in moments. Back to the 80s. Is that Girls on Film? Duran Duran? Nice. Remember film? Anyone out there remember film? Well, digital is here to stay, and instead of just taking a photo and keeping it on your computer, you can now buy these gorgeous digital photo frames and display your images proudly, whether you're at the office or at home, and cycle through many of them. Unlike paper photos, which is just one photo, you can now have hundreds or even thousands of photos if you pop in a little memory card in the back and have it cycle through your favorite still images, videos, and even play music at the same time. To learn more about the digital photo frame phenomenon, we're joined by Kodak Canada's Mitch Burke. Welcome back to the show, Mitch.
Hello.
And thank you for giving away the prize. We're giving away the EX11, which is an 8-inch digital photo frame, in a couple of moments, with Wi-Fi, valued at $200, to thank those who called in and were eligible for a callback at the end of the show. So stay by your phones, and I hope you remember the secret phrase, because we're going to call you in a couple moments. Before we go to the next caller, though, Mitch, I have to ask you, there are other digital photo frames on the market besides Kodak. So why Kodak? I know it's a trusted name, but...
Best thing is go to a store and compare the different brands all together at the same angle, showing the same pictures, and basically look at the photo frames and pick the one that has the best and brightest image that fits for you.
Mm-hmm. And you're sure that it's going to be Kodak?
I'm pretty confident that.
I know, and I've reviewed, in all fairness, I've reviewed a few different ones over the years, and I've found the Kodak ones by far the best.
And the easiest to use.
You pay a little bit more, like maybe $10 or $20 more than the other guys, but definitely you see the difference.
And of course, the easiest to use.
Right, and of course, and tech support and all the other things that a brand name company brings to the table. And you can buy these, like I mentioned earlier, Costco and Walmart. Where else could
Costco,
you buy?
Costco, Walmart, Canadian Tire.
As well as the big box stores like the Best Buys and Future Shop.
Correct. So.
Okay, let's go to Cynthia in Pickering. Thanks for holding on, Cynthia.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
The question I have is, can you purchase additional memory to go inside the photo frame?
Well, Cynthia, what you have to do is basically buy an additional memory card and then load up that memory card with all the pictures and music that you'd like. And, you know, today we have 8 gig memory cards, right? So that's a lot of pictures and a lot of music.
Thousands and thousands.
Yeah.
Okay, because I haven't downloaded any pictures or printed any pictures in 6 years. So
wow. Yeah, so then you need something that's going to store that many. And you can also create your own like themes and stuff. You don't have to just put every photo you've got on there.
No, of course.
You can create like a holiday one or
anniversary, whatever you'd like.
Yeah, and again, if you're buying it as a gift, it's nice because you can customize which photos are going in there. But that's a great question, Cynthia. Thanks. Finally, we've got Thuong from North York. Hi there, Thuong.
Hi, my question was just, what is the value of the 7-inch and 10-inch without Wi-Fi?
Okay, great question. Yep.
And, later on, would you be, releasing, other different sizes if people don't want 7-inch or 10-inch? Mm-hmm.
Good questions.
Well, as you know, we have 7-inch, 8-inch, and 10-inch picture frames right now. The market value of a 7-inch frame is anywhere from, $59, and the Kodak one retails for about $129. And the 10-inch picture frame, there currently isn't a Wi-Fi one. I mean, there currently isn't one without Wi-Fi available in Canada. Hopefully in June there will be one, and that'll retail for about $200.
Okay, and bigger sizes maybe are in the works?
Maybe in the works, but for the most part, 7 to 10-inch are the most popular sizes.
Right. Okay, all right. You know what time it is? It's actually, if you were interested, it's about 5 seconds before 12:55, which means we want to now call you. How's that for a switch? For a call-in show, we're going to call a lucky listener and see if they remember the secret phrase so we can give away this grand prize. So, Dwayne, we can have you dial somebody randomly. There you go. Let's see if they were listening and jotted down the magic words to win this frame. Ooh, the tension. Nope, not there. Dwayne's shrugging. All right, let's try another number. Let me just sign off then while we're waiting for the line to call by saying thanks to our sponsor, Microsoft Home Magazine. You can do more with your computer by visiting microsofthome.com. This one online magazine has hundreds of articles, tips, and downloads. Great stuff. Thanks. All right. Let's see. Oh, no. Got to try one more, Dwayne. No answer. Okay. Just close. That's it. Close your eyes. He's picking another number. That's it.
Maybe I can win the photo frame.
No, I don't think so. Something tells me you've got a couple of these working for Kodak Canada.
I do have a couple.
All right. Let's try one more. Okay. Will they remember the secret phrase? Someone will be happy if they answer.
Hello?
Sorry, buddy. We got to take one more caller. Sorry, Dwayne. We did say don't say hello. We said you got to say the secret phrase. At this time, I would like to say thank you to Mitch Burke, our guest from Kodak Canada. Thank you very much for coming in today.
Well, thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Awesome. If anybody has questions about digital photo frames, you can email me techtalk@cfrb.com. We want to give this away.
Kodak moment.
Okay, congratulations. Who's this?
This is Helen.
Helen, you are the winner of the Kodak EasyShare EX11 digital photo frame. Congratulations. I put you on hold. We'll tell you how to pick up your grand prize valued at $200. And again, thank you to Kodak for supplying the great gift today. Coming up next on News Talk 1010 CFRB, we've got Christina Chernesky. Hi there.
Hello. That Kodak thing's great also, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Amazing.
Yeah.
These are, they really make your photos shine.
And that's what you want. And you want it easy, too. I mean, like, gone are the days when you want to be fooling around with stuff. Anyway, that all aside, personality profiler Chris Gogos just walked in the building. He's coming up. He'll start things up. And then tomorrow, the legislature resumes sitting. And that thorny question about whether or not Dalton McGuinty should remove the Lord's Prayer from the beginning of each day crops up. So we'll talk about that a bit. And whether or not kids are emulating celebrities just a little bit too much these days, a la Britney Spears and, you know, Posh and everybody else.
I'm going to tune in for that.
Yeah, yeah. You'll be interested in that.
my daughter's not too far off being a Hillary Duff fan. So,
same as my nieces, Hannah Montana.
Hannah Montana.
Everything
I mean,
is Hannah Montana. And
so
it's
I always get those two mixed up.
It's like, don't you want to be, you know, somebody, don't you want to be like, no, they don't want to be like anybody else.
Okay, I'm going to have to listen in for some advice. Thanks, Christina Chernesky. Thanks to everybody for listening to Tech Talk. And Dwayne and Jill, great stuff today. Stay tuned for Christina coming up next on News Talk 1010 CFRB.